Do therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. That's verse 1. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. If you're not faithful, you can't teach anybody anything. What are you going to teach them? How to be unfaithful? How to miss church? How to be a dropout? Amen. How to come hit and miss? Praise God. Faithful men. Praise God. Amen. Thou therefore endure hardness, hard times, hard things, hard situations. Amen. Therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. After all, soldiers are expected to go through hard things, aren't they? Amen. Yeah. You don't like where you're living? Well, soldiers have to live in foxholes. They have to live in trenches and tents. Amen. They have to crawl through the mud. Amen. Yeah, come on, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. He wears the world as a loose garment, ready to cast aside at any time. Amen. And if a man also strive for masteries, amen, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. Amen. I like to preach on AWOL and out of uniform. Amen. Yeah. Away without leave. That means a soldier run off. He couldn't hack it. So he run off. And they sent the MPs after him. And they run him down. And he took him back in shackles and put him in the guardhouse. Amen. And when he ran off, he shed his uniform and he put on old clothes, old civilian clothes. Amen. And he went back home. You what? That's where they caught him. They caught him back home. Amen. Hey, you used to have a song, you're in the army now. You're not behind the plow. Amen. If you're living for God, you're in the army now. Amen. We're supposed to be soldiers. Hey, man. Praise God. Little boy was walking down the street leading his beagle hound. Amen. And a guy walked past him and said, "What kind of dog is that, son?" He said, "It's a German police dog." And he said, "It sure don't look like a German police dog." He said, "He's a secret service." Amen. That's where a lot of Christians are. Amen. They're in a secret service. You can't tell what side they're on. Amen. Hey! Amen. We were down the Smokies many years ago. This happened more than once. Amen. Some guy walked up to us and arrested us and said, "Y'all are Christians, aren't you? I wonder how he knew." Amen. He could tell by the uniform. Amen. I know I've told about people looking at her in the store and couldn't get their eyes off her. Finally walked up to her and said, "You're a Christian, aren't you?" Amen. It happens every once in a while here. Amen. It happened over in the Holy Land. Some woman walked up to her and talked to her for a long time. Amen. Her husband was the pastor that blowed the lid on Jimmy Swaggart. Amen. And he was himself having an affair. Amen. And Jimmy Swaggart had blowed the lid on him, so they paid each other back. Amen. And she poured out her heart. I wonder why she picked out my wife, of all people, way over yonder in Jerusalem in the Holy Land to take counsel with. Amen. She was wearing her uniform. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Sergeant Faye Collins, amen, was in the army of the Lord, and it showed. Hallelujah. I tell you what, amen, they used to induct those old boys into World War II out of the hills of Arkansas. Amen. They had ragged breeches, and their hair was kind of ragged, and some of them didn't shave too regular. Amen. And they took them into the army. And they disciplined those old boys. They taught them to keep their shoes shining. Amen. They give them that spit shine. Amen. And those soldiers that are occupying Germany, David Waterman, he was over there. Amen. And they wanted them to look better than any of the other occupying soldiers in Berlin. So they made them spit shine their boots and shoes till you could see yourself in them. And if the sergeant, the inspector, amen, came by and looked at your shoes and they just shined good, he said, "I see you've been working on them, but you still got some work to do." He wouldn't let them stop spit shining them boots until he could see himself like a mirror in them shoes. He wanted his men to stand out. He wanted his men to look better than the Russians. He wanted his men to look better than the French. He wanted his men to look better, amen, than the English, because we was reflecting the good old United States of America in occupied Germany. Amen. Brother Cook stopped me when I was going across the campground with my shirt tail hanging out and my sleeves rolled up going to the shower. And he said, oh, any shame to me? It was a sight. Amen. For walking across the campground in that kind of shape. Amen. He'd had too many people say on the campground when they walked on the campground, "It's the sloppiest bunch of preachers I ever saw." Amen. Nowadays, we've got a bunch of preachers today that don't care about protocol. They don't care how they look. Amen. They like to be caught looking casual. They show up on TV, amen, and on the street looking casual. I got a sneaking suspicion the reason so many Christians, amen, have got that casual look, it don't betray them when they show up at Hooters. Amen. It don't make them stick out like a sore thumb, amen, when they park their truck and go into Hooters. Huh? It's happened. Amen. In Hamilton. In Fairfield. Amen. Yeah. They can go anywhere they want to. Amen. They can go to the nightclub. They can go anywhere they want to. Amen. And they don't stand out. Nobody knows they're Christians, so they don't have to wear the stigma of being a child of God. Amen. Oh, yeah. I could get me a pair of Bermuda shorts, amen, and show my old hairy legs too, amen, but you would like it. Amen. Yeah, I could go incognito too, amen, but hey, the world's going to wonder after a while which side you're on. Amen. Glory to God. Bless your sweet heart. Amen. God wants us to stand out for God, not look like a cross between a gypsy and a hippie and a yuppie. Amen. Nowadays, you can't tell which side people's on. Amen. I'll tell you, we saw her this weekend. Amen. She walked in our door. She used to be a holiness preacher. Amen. She said, "I'm still saved. I still preach Christ." Amen. But she was out of uniform. She'd been busted down to buck private again. That's the way she started years ago when she first got saved. Amen. And she came on up in the ranks, praise God. That's the reason a lot of Christians today are in such shape they're in. Amen. They got out of line and God busted them. He tore all her stripes off. Amen. And busted them right down. Some of them have a dishonorable discharge. Amen. Had to turn in their uniform. Huh? I mean, you play on the devil's side and the world's side long enough, God won't let you wear his uniform. Amen. Hey, We may have some folks once in a while, amen, that likes to wear a swastika instead of a star. Amen. Ever wonder which side you're on when you do? Come on. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Every once in a while we may have a holiness person that does something wrong. But I'll tell you what, one that's really holiness, he's not ashamed of his uniform anyhow. I can't help what others do. I must go on. Till I reach at last the soul's eternal home that the Lord said he'd prepare. By his grace, I'm going there. Amen. All the hair was chopped off. Amen. You know, they didn't start doing that till in the 1920s when that movie star bobbed her hair. And the world came out with a worldly song, not a Christian song, said, "Why do you bob your hair, girls? It is an awful shame." Anybody old enough to remember that? Amen. The world said that. You remember it, Bethel? Amen. "Why do you bob your hair, girls? It is an awful shame." The world said that. Amen. Nowadays, you can't get in edgewise in some churches unless your wife looks like she's been shingled. Amen. I mean, they got that shingle and that bob. Amen. And maybe their son has got hair that I saw one down in the one of my favorite stores the other day. Amen. He had his braided up like they do sometimes with about 100 braids. Only had blue cloth braided into it. Amen. Blue shoestrings braided into it. Amen. As you say, "How do you look, Murtaugh?" Stupid. I want to hit him. I wish I'd have kicked him. If he'd have been my son, I would have. Amen. Look at how old he was. Glory to God. I said, "Go home, straighten up." Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. God wants us to put on a uniform and wear it gladly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants the girls to look like girls. Amen. I tell you, you start shingling on it, you get scissors into it. Amen. The world won't let you stop. I want to tell you something. These old hags don't like it because you got long hair, girls. Amen. I was walking along down the hall and my daughter outwalked me when my wife's in the hospital. Amen. And my daughter has that long red hair, you know. Amen. She outwalked me and here she's traipsing down through the hallway. And three old hags has got the hallway blocked on me. I can't pass them. Ain't none of them got enough hair for nothing. And they talk about how beautiful her hair is. Well, they could have some too, if they would. Another one said, "Yeah, but she'll have to cut that or she'll get them headaches." Hogwash. Balderdash. Nonsense. Amen. Lord have mercy. Amen. It ain't pretty to have your hair cut off. It's not nice. It's not pretty. It may be in style. Amen. But the only people that cut their hair in bygone years was the harlots. They're too busy to fix it up. They can roll all night and not have to comb their hair. Amen. That's why they cut it today, I guess. Amen. They're too busy. Amen. I'll tell you what they need to do. They need to repent. They need to read the Bible one time. The uniform, the protocol, amen, for holiness women is, if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her. That's what the New Testament says. Amen. The New Testament says, if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him. Amen. Glory to God. There's all kinds of arguments about the covering. Let the Bible speak for itself. Amen. He said a woman's hair Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, a woman's hair is given to her for a covering, praise God. It lets us know what position she takes, amen, in the line of authority. Glory to God. It makes her a fit soldier of the cross. Hallelujah. And did you know that the Bible don't give a woman a right to pray nor prophesy without that covering? If a woman prays or prophesies with her head uncovered, she dishonoreth her head. Who's her head? Her husband and Christ. Amen. Hey, these Johnny come lately, amen, brush-headed hussies, amen, it's time to preach the gospel, amen. They need to read the Bible one more time and realize that the uniform of that chain of command is to have that glory. Yes. He said if she prays or prophesies with her head uncovered, she dishonors her head. Amen. What she needs to do is sit in her seat until she gets ready to repent and get right with God. Amen. And keep her mouth shut. But did you ever know one of these duck-tailed gals, amen, that run their mouth nighty to nothing? Man, they're experts on everything. Amen. I tell you what, amen, they've been busted and don't know it. They lost their stripes. Devil cut them off. Amen. They lost their position. Amen. Devil took it away from them. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil got it. I'm talking about AWOL and out of uniform. Praise God. Amen. God wants men to look like men if they're going to serve Him. An amazing thing is, as far as you can see, a wholeness woman, a wholeness family. Amen. You can tell it. Almost, amen, without exception. Once in a great while, amen, I'll see a woman in a dress, amen, and long hair. I think maybe she's a wholeness woman, and she raises her finger and puts that cigarette in her mouth. Amen. Yeah, she's been busted. Amen. Yeah, she lost it. Amen. Oh, yes. No, you can't wear the crown if you don't endure. You say it's too hard. You're too hard, preacher. If I am, the Bible's too hard. Amen. I know a lot of soldiers that wanted to shoot the old sergeant, the drill sergeant. Amen. And the fellow that put him through boot camp. Amen. They like to shot him. He's so hard on him. But what are you trying to do? He's trying to make soldiers out of them. Some of them run away and they sent the MPs after them, and finally after a while they tracked them down. Amen. Some of them, the only way they could get away is go to Canada, get clear out of the country. Amen. That's a good thing to do. If you're not going to stand for the good old new United States of America, you ought to leave it. Amen. If you're not going to stand for the church of the living God and for holiness and righteousness, praise God, you ought to leave the country. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. If I was going to be a disgrace, I wouldn't disgrace the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If I was going to bring reproach, I wouldn't reproach the name of Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. Put on your uniform and be glad you're in the army of the Lord and be ready to fight. Praise God. Why should a man have short hair? Amen. So he can preach, pray, or die at the drop of a hat. Amen. Why should a woman have, amen, long hair? The Bible says her hair is given to her for covering. Amen. And We're supposed to pray always and pray without ceasing. Amen. And so you may not be able to wear a veil all the time. Amen. You may have to take your veil off long enough to take a shower at least. Or long enough to wash the stupid thing at least. Amen. And what if you had to pray when you was washing your veil? You'd be out of luck, wouldn't you? Amen. Why, if lightning strikes and one of the kids injured and you need to pray for somebody, amen, that's sick, glory to God, and you can't get your veil, and so you got to pray without your veil. I'll tell you what you can do. You can wear your hair all the time. Or most folks can. Amen. I've seen a few here at Highway of Holiness get to shouting and their hair would fly way out across the building. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not against it. Hallelujah. But y'all have some underneath. Amen. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Sister got shot right down here one night. Please God, in the highway fly clear across the house. Amen. Got the pop of her head. Hallelujah. She didn't have much underneath neither. Hallelujah. She lost her cover crop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Amen. I tell you, we need to be willing to endure harder. Is this too hard? Is this so burdening that you can't do it? Amen. We don't believe in wearing makeup. We don't even believe in women wearing necklaces, much less men. Amen. Why? It takes away from Christ that we're supposed to reflect. Amen. One of the leading Miss Americas, she rode in the parade in Barville, Kentucky years ago, and she made the statement, amen, that the reason she didn't wear jewelry is because it took away from her. Amen. Nowadays, you know the devil's riding on her shoulders because they got his stirrups hanging from their ears. Amen. He can just stick his feet in and ride. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't get the devil off your shoulder and the devil off your back, don't provide him a good set of stirrups to ride with. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We was talking to our friend, and after a while, those earbuds got so hot, sitting at the table, said, they're burning my ears. Amen. And she pulled them off. Sister Carl said, it must be the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I still preach Christ. I still minister. Amen. I'm still going for God. Secret service, I guess. Amen. Sure don't look like a preacher. Sure don't look like a minister of the Lord. Sure don't look like a Bible preacher and teacher on the circuit. Praise God. Secret service, I guess. Amen. We decide who's going to wear the pants around the house. A lady with her hair cut like a man and wearing breeches, amen, got on a bus, a loaded bus. Amen. A gentleman sitting right there where she got on the bus said, won't you get up and give a lady a seat? Amen. He said, you cut your hair like a man, you wear breeches like a man, stand up like a man. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Nowadays, you know, amen, the women want the right to go to the armed services, but then they want special treatment after they get in there. Stay home! Like the women have down through the ages, stay home! Amen. Guide the house. Raise the children right. Set the example before the neighbors. Praise God. Go home! Amen. When Naomi went home, she said, don't call me Naomi no more. Call me Moral, for the Lord hath dealt bitterly with me. You know, as soon as we get out of the will of God and stay out of the will of God a little while and start reaping. Amen. She's lost her husband. Amen. She's shamed. Amen. She's coming home. There's a lot of them. They thought they'd have fun when they got out there. That guy in Batesville, Arkansas, thought it was even good business for his wife to work in the restaurant where he owned. Good business for her to be brushing up against the men. Until one day, one of those men run off with his wife. Amen. Oh yes, go home. Go home. Guide the house. Raise those children. Thank God. Let the world know that there's some good, godly, wholesome people left. Amen. They don't look like the world. Amen. They don't paint up like the world. They don't deck out like the world. Because they're not of the world. Amen. Lord, oh, some homeless folks that's got a mean spirit. I've seen it all. I've heard it all. I know all about that. But that didn't change me. Amen. I've seen a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing. But I never did see a sheep wearing wolves' clothing. Huh? Huh? Amen. Larry Petrie called me today and talked with me a long time over the phone. He just got back from Nashville. Amen. To the Spirit Convention, they called it, where they handed out the awards for the leading gospel songwriter of the year. And he won the award again for the second year. The man that handed him the award said, and it looks like from all the singles you got out, that unless there's somebody that comes up overnight, he said, you got it won for this year too. Amen. That'll be 3 years in a row. He said, I was appalled, and I've got an article ready to go in the Singing News or one of the publications. Amen. How I was appalled at how the women was dressed. One of the women that was one of the leading gospel singers with a skirt split ever so high until it was lascivious. Amen. I wonder what we're trying to win men for and to. Amen. When it comes to gospel singing like that. Great God Almighty. Amen. He read me his article. He's going to put in the paper. I said, Larry, you're the only one that can get away with it. Amen. Because he's won so many awards for writing gospel songs. Amen. He's independent. He's holiness. Amen. He's not obligated to anybody. Praise God. And he can write for righteousness. He listens to our tapes while he walks all the time. Amen. And he likes our preachers that we have through here. Praise God. And tells me what he appreciates about the preaching, the things he's going to use. Amen. He wants me to record some of my songs and send them to him. I haven't got around to it yet. Amen. He wants to send them to some of the people he knows, two at a time. Amen. Let them see. What about that? Amen. Having a guy that's took the award 2 years in a row for writing gospel songs. Amen. The Gospel Music Award for the Songwriter of the Year. Amen. With a holy standard and standing up for the thing that's right. With convictions. Praise God. That, my friend, is a soldier. A soldier never forgets that he's a soldier. No matter how many times he is decorated, no matter how many ribbons and medals he hangs on himself, he never forgets that he's a soldier. He never forgets who the enemy is, that we're in a fight. Amen. And we'll not do any good by joining up with the enemy. You know the old attitude today is situation ethics. You can't lick them, join them. Amen. The way to win them is get down the hog pen and wallow with them. Maybe you'll win the hogs that way. No, the Bible said don't cast your pearls before swine. He said the swine will turn again and trample them under the feet and rend you. Amen. Girls, you ain't got no business running with them worldly girls. You ain't got no business running them worldly boys. Boys, you ain't got no business dating one time Amen. Those worldly girls. You ain't got any business. You're going to be a soldier of the cross. Amen. You're going to throw everything to the four winds overnight. Amen. I'm telling you, you ain't got no business going one time, one day. With them worldly girls. Amen. Amen. You want a life that's secure. You want a life that's happy. You want the best potential, the best chance you can have. Pick your wife in the will of God right out of a holiness church. Pick your husband in the will of God right out of the holiness church. Praise God. And let God bless your home. Amen. Oh God, what a mess our children are in today. What a mess some of our kids have got themselves in today. They made the wrong choices. They went the wrong way. Why? Because one reason, mom and dad didn't have enough gumption and enough conviction himself to make strong recommendations and say, no, you can't go. No, you can't do that. Amen. You'll throw away what we've worked for a lifetime. Amen. Oh, so-and-so did so-and-so, and so-and-so did something else, and so-and-so did this. I know all about that. But it don't make it no better for you to throw it all to the four winds. It don't make it no better for you to decide, hang it up. I'm not going to hack it anymore. Amen. Oh, you'll feel a strong sense of belonging the first time you do. First time you go along, amen. One day all us boys decided we'd chew tobacco. Leland Martin had one brand. Harlan Case had another brand. Some of the other boys had another brand. Amen. And I tried them all, and I found the sweetest and mildest one I could find and stuck it in my mouth and spit a whole lot. But boy, I had a sense of belonging. I felt big that day in Big Creek District Number 1, one-room country school. I was chewing tobacco with the rest of them. Boy, I felt a sense of belonging for a while until the world started turning around and around and around. Amen. After a while, amen, I got sick and vomited my guts out. Amen. And the teacher said, what's wrong, Jew? I said, I ate a green apple for dinner. Lie. Is that chewing tobacco that done it? Amen. You say, what's wrong with chewing tobacco? Because the first time you chew it and the first time you smoke it, it'll make you as drunk as a hog and sick as a dog. Because it's poison. Amen. But you keep trying it. You keep nibbling. You keep puffing. After a while, you start inhaling. Pretty soon, you'll be hooked. Thank God. Amen. And all those times, all that exposure all around me, I never did get the habit. Amen. As a matter of fact, I ain't got the habit of nothing. Praise God, but eating. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, hallelujah. I've never been hooked on anything except God. An old-time religion. Praise God. I'm addicted to serving God. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I believe I'll die in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Oh, yes. You'll have a sense of belonging at first when you go along with those worldly girls, those worldly boys. Hey, you'll have a real sense of belonging first as you sit there in the grandstand and hoop it up with the others. But you're going to wind up with ashes in your mouth because modern sports is idolatry. Amen. And look where the stars have wound up. Yeah, look where old Juice is wound up. Amen. Look where all the rest of them's wound up. Amen. Oh, they had wine, women, and so on. That's the reason they vied for that place in the first place, to be admired and have unlimited access to what's out there. Amen. They made their boast. Amen. Their idolatries have led them to oblivion. Amen. Don't follow them. Don't get hooked on it. Get hooked on God. Get hooked on the thing that's right. Amen. I don't like it. It's because you haven't been eating it. A child don't like good wholesome food because they've never been fed good wholesome food. If you'll feed them salads and you'll feed them good wholesome food, they'll like good wholesome food. If you don't feed them nothing but hamburgers and french fries, that's all they'll ever like. Amen. If you feed them junk foods, that's all they'll ever like. Amen. But if you feed them good, wholesome stuff, they'll like that. Amen. You feed them the Word of God, raise them up eating the Word of God, after a while, they'll see what's good about it, what's wholesome about it, what's wonderful about it. Praise God. And you'll be glad you did. Amen. I'm talking about AWOL and out of uniform. I want to wear the stripes, don't you? And wear them proudly for the glory of God. Don't you feel beat down and set back at a back number? God bless your heart. You're number one in the sight of God. Amen. Come on, go on with God. Hallelujah. I know sinners that's closely associated with this church. They want their wives to live right. They want their wives to be holiness. Amen. They want their wives to go to church. Amen. They see the need of it. They don't want their wife to cut their hair and indulge in immodest dress. Amen. They want them to go to the house of God. Stand with me. Amen. God wants you in His army. God needs you to lift up the blood-stained banner. God needs you to be a soldier on the front line, to wear the uniform and wear it proudly. Amen. To run with the right side in the right bunch and win them over our way. When our Christians begin to go the way of the world and dress the way of the world and look the way of the world, it makes me wonder who's winning who and who won what and which way who's going. Amen. Let's go God's way. What do you say? Father, bless these broken remarks, Lord. Help us, Lord, as soldiers to accept the challenge, to awake to righteousness and sin not, to be an example in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. While they sing, we invite you to an altar prayer. Let's all pray tonight. Let's pray for revival of true holiness, praise God, and righteousness, and love it.